Tonight's shir, Simen Tov Reish Pei Hei, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet and Hei. Simen Tov Reish Pei Hei, Seder Arba Parshas, the order of the Arba Parshas. Sif Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSamach L'Nisan Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Adar adjacent to Nisan, that occurs on Shabbos Chodesh, Kairin Parashas Shekolim Shehi Kisisa Ad Vasisa Kinechoshes. So on that Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, they were laying Parashas Shekolim, which is from the beginning of Parashas Kisisa until Vasisa Kinechoshes, Umaftir Vayichos Yoyoda. And then there's Rion the Navi from Vayichos Yoyoda. Umotzi'in Shlosha Sforam, and you would require three Sefer Torah. Vachas Kairin Parashas Shavua. The first Sefer Torah would be the weekly Parsha. Ubisheni shall Rosh Chodesh, the second Sefer Torah is going to be Rosh Chodesh leaning. Ubashlishi kerem aftir beparasha shkolm. In the third Sefer Torah, they're going to read the parasha shkolm leaning. Mishnah Brura sif katan alf. Rosh Chodesh ador v'chulu avar bekitzer inin arav parashas v'hu. I will explain briefly the concept of the four parashas, and this is how it goes. Chazal tiknu likros arba parashos b'shana. Our chachamim instituted reciting four parashios in the year. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From Rosh Chodesh Adar through Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'zichron arba devarim, to remind us of four things. V'heim elin, these are the four. Harishonahi parashas shkolim, the first is parashas shkolim. L'zichron mitzvahs machzis hashekel, to remember the mitzvah of giving half a shekel, she is barba samach, as we will clarify nearby. Shahayu muchuyavim litain la lishka le carbon hatamid bechol shana. They were obligated to give to the room of the Beis HaMikdash money to collect for the carbon tamid bechol shana. All year long, the bigger carbon tamid, and it's paid for by the tzibur. So they would store that money in a special place, and that money was collected in the month of Adar. Hashniyah hi parashas zachar. The second parasha is Zachar. Lizkur Maisa Amalek, to remember what happened with Amalek. V'karin Asa b'Shabbos Lefnei Purim, and we lain parasha Zachar, the Shabbos prior to Purim. The Samcha L'Maisa Haman, Shohi Mizeh Amalek, to put it next to the activities of Haman that we read in the Megillah, Haman was a descendant of Amalek. U'kdei l'haktim zechiras mechias Amalek la'asi Asa. And the idea is to preface remembering the requirement to destroy Amalek prior to the active destruction of Amalek, referring to Haman and his family. Like it says, these dates should be remembered and done. That hints to us that Zachar comes before the Maisa of Purim. Hashlishis, the third, he parashas Para Aduma. The parasha Para Aduma has to be remembered every year. And that's the Shabbos prior to Parashas HaChodesh. Shekein haya sreifasa b'midbar samuch haNisan. So too, in the Midbar, the burning of the Paraduma was done near the month of Nisan. Kedei lahazos bo es Yisrael be'efer hachatos miyad achra kamas haMishkan. In order to use the ash of the Paraduma and sprinkle it on Klal Yisrael right after the Mishkan was put up, Kadeshu to Hayrim, in order that Kliyos should be pure, for Yuchel Asosa Pesach Bismano, and they would be able to do the Karm Pesach in its proper time. Lakach Kar Parshas, who therefore we read the Parsha Paraduma, the Hispalel Lefan of Yisparach, and we dive into the Banish Shalom, Shagamalenu Yizuk Mayim to Hayrim Bimheira, that we should also merit to have the Mechatas, the water with the Asher Paraduma, sprinkled on us to purify us quickly. Haravi'i Parashas HaChodesh. The fourth thing we remember is Parashas HaChodesh, B'Shabbos HaSamuch L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that occurs in the Shabbos closest to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. K'tei L'Kadesh Chodesh Nisan. In order to make the month of Nisan Chodesh, T'chsev B'Torah HaChodesh Hazeh L'Chem Rosh Chodoshim. That this month for you is the head of all the months. Aval Ein Zeh Ikir HaKidush. That's not the main Kiddush. Ki ikur ha-kiddush hu be'esri ha-salvan. The true Kiddush ha-chodesh is when witnesses would see the new moon. Shemakachin asoba habeisin and beisin would make the month Nisan Negros Chodesh. Vein hakriya hazayis ela midrabban. The reading of Parsha Chodesh is midrabban. Sifkatan beis. Koyrin Parsha Shkolim. So the Shabbos of Shabbos Mevorchim Rosh Chodesh Adar, and actually in this case it's referred to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, we would lay in Parsha Shkolim. The Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, Zois Oles Chodesh B'chodesho L'chodeshei Hashana. The Pasuk says that the Karbonos have to be brought with the funding from that year. Vayla Chodeshei Yiserehu, the word L'chodeshei is extra. Elam HaTor, the Torah is teaching us, Yesha Chodesh HaTetzerch L'chadesho B'avos Oles Tamidim Esafim V'Tum HaChadesho. There's a month in which you have to start a new calculation where the money that you're using to pay for the carbon is from the new funds to pay for the oilis that we use for carbon tumid every morning and evening and the musafim. V'zeu Nisan, that's the month of Nisan. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you start with the new collections to pay for the kabbalas. The Gamina B'Gemara B'Gzer Shava Shechodesh Zehu Chodesh Nisan, the Gemara uses Gzer Shava to teach us it's referring to Nisan. Since in Nisan you have to purchase the animals for the Kabbonis Tzibur with new funds, therefore, beginning the month before, the Adar, prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would go out and proclaim and remind people to bring in their money. They should all bring in their Shkolim, the Machzor Shekel, prior to Rosh Chodesh. We fulfill it with our lips when we recite the parasha of Kisisa, where we have the topic of the shkol. For parashas shkolim and chodesh, we have yoitzeris and krovitz for shachris and musaf. Al bezachar or par lo tikna musaf, as opposed to zachar and par, you only have a shachris, you don't have a musaf. Im erish lo kor haparashim in yano shal yom, if it happened that parashas shkolim came and went, and they didn't lay it, ein la tashlum in the Shabbos haba, you can't make it up the next week. Im shachachu atzibu the kor parashas shkolim, if the tzibu forgot to lay in parashas shkolim, vodin b'shoya shlosha parashas, any of the other few parashas as well. If they did everything, the leining, the haftarah, they said the brachas, and then they chap. You have to go, take out a sefer Torah, read shkolim with the brachas before and after, and then say the kaddish, and then say the haftarah of a yichus yihayoda, but you're not going to say the brachas before and after, because you already said the brachas on the wrong haftar. V'mnizku acha shehizkul v'orach al haftar v'amah Hashem, if he said the brachas on the haftarah, he said Hashem's name, and then they chapped that they didn't lain shkolim, yigma ha-bracha v'yom ha-ksas psukim haftaras ha-shvuah, they should finish the bracha if they're in the middle, they should say some of the psukim from the haftarah. Kadei shdiel bracha malkum lachul, because you said the bracha, it has to take effect on something. So read some of the psukim. Ubelo bracha acher, but do not say a bracha afterwards. The yotziu sefer Torah, then get the sefer Torah out of the oven. The yikra read parashas shkolim. Oyle echad one aliyah binana shayom, the topic of the day parashas shkolim, or any of the other parashas for that matter, it's all the same. After the bracha following the kriyas haTorah, they say kaddish, and then v'yikrav Torah below bracha lefenah. Then they'll say the haftarah v'yichus yoyoda without the bracha beforehand, because he already said the bracha beforehand. For a bracha shall achray, but then he'll make the bracha afterwards because he didn't say it.
Isn't that
absent? It is, but it doesn't make a difference because they're doing straight. So it's all we don't make him repeat the brachas beforehand, especially because he said some pesukim already on it. Now let's say they didn't start the haftarah yet. They finished the laning, and they chapped, they didn't lane shkolim. Yotziu sefer Torah, take out another sefer Torah. V'nich etzel v'yishono, put it next to the first. V'yom ha-kashya the kaddish on the first. V'achach yikru acher sheyavt v'yinon shal yom v'chosea. And then you would lane the Inyan HaShayam with the brachas. Im ta'u v'karu ha-parashios from Megillah ba'ad derishon. If they made a mistake and did the parashios and Megillah, they did Purim, the whole thing, in ad derishon. So chlach v'lekos ha-Megillah b'sheni, you have to lay in the Megillah Purim in ad derishoni. Then a parashios as far as Shkolim and Zachar and so on, Beis Yosef Mash, but in Tzorech Lachzor, in the Beis Yosef, it seems to say you are Yoitz and Adavishan. Alba Darkim Moshe, but your Rabbi Kosset Tzorech Lachzor, but Darkim Moshe and your Rabbi disagree that you'd have to do it again in Adar Sheni. Sivkon Gimel, Umaftir ve Yechros Yehoyada. The Haftarah of Pashkolim is ve Yechros Yehoyada, Kedisham Nisku in the Dovos of Bedek Abayis. In that capital is mentioned giving donations for the Bedek Abayis. Now we're going to omit the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah, even though Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. Since the last thing we leaned was Shkolim, so we're going to do the Haftarah from that. We conclude with Shkolim, and we'll continue the Haftarah with Shkolim. Sekon Dalet, you have three Sefer Torah when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos. So in the first Sefer Torah is Parsha Shavua, Shisha Noshim, six Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah. U'makom shnaga l'hoisim asivim. If you have a minute to do more, you can do more. Sivkan hei, u'b'sheini shavash chodesh, the Shvi'i would be Rosh Chodesh leining. U'maschilim b'yom HaShavis, you begin b'yom HaShavis. U'manichin Sefer Torah, shlish tzatzlo, then you put the third Sefer Torah next to the second. U'ayim chatzikash, and they say chatzikash. V'im achar shagomar Parsha Shabbos ta'ah. If they leaned the weekday, the regular Shabbos leaning, and they made a mistake, for lokach hasefer Torah shoyis megulelas al parashas shkolim, and instead of taking the Rosh Chodesh sefer and putting it next to the sefer Torah, they put the shkolim sefer, uberich lefanel, and they made brachas on it, v'eschalichros, and they began to read shkolim. So at that point, you don't go back to Rosh Chodesh. You sayim the parashas shkolim, finish parashas shkolim, va'achach leoyle sefer Torah shlishis. The maftir, yikrimo parashas chodesh, then the one you called up, maftir is going to get the third sefer Torah, which is Rosh Chodesh leining. V'haftar yomah shman kisi. And then you're not going to do v'yichus yoyada. You'll tackle in a shman kisi. Me'yach shebekriya satorah nistayim initial Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, since the kriya satorah was Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so you're going to lane the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh leining, a shman kisi, v'haftar. V'cheinu adin b'shabbos parashas chodesh, the same is true when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nisan occurs on Shabbos, and you're leaning Parsha Chodesh on that Shabbos, Keshachar Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos V'Hiktam occurs Parsha Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan came on Shabbos, it should be the same order: the weekday leaning, Rosh Chodesh leaning, and then a Chodesh. If they did it backwards, a Chodesh leaning before Rosh Chodesh, then when you lean Rosh Chodesh third, you're going to do the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. Se'if Beis B'Shabbos Shnia. The second Shabbos, Motzin Shnei Sfarim, take two Sefer Torah. Be'echad Kar Parasha Shavua, one is for the regular Parasha, B'sheni Kar Zohar Sasher Oschal Molek. The second is for Parasha Zohar. U'maftir, the Haftar will be B'kahati Sasher Oschal Molek. I remember what Amolek did. Mishter Burr Sefkot Nvav HaShavua, you lay the regular laying, O'manichan Sefer Torah Shnei Atzlah, you put the Sefer Torah, the second Sefer Torah next to it, V'oimer Chatzikash, and it says, Chatzikash. Sivkon Zayin Amalek, we lane the Parsha of Zohar ad Lo Tishkoch, until the end of Lo Tishkoch. Sivkon Ches Pokarati, the Haftarah is Pokarati, ki kein Baramvis, the Rama says, Lavush Isa Vayom Shmuel, Komar Hashem Pokarati, or Sava Gomer. The question of which pasuk you begin from. It's the same capital in Navi, which pasuk you start from. Siv Gimel, B'Shabbos Shlishis, the third Shabbos, Shutesov Ba'Adar, which is the 15th of Adar. Again, this follows the case when Rosh Chodesh occurred on Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar occurred on Shabbos, the first week, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Shkolim, the next Shabbos is Zohar, Purim comes out on Friday that year, and then the Shabbos after, you skip. The third Shabbos is Tesov Ba'Adar, Mafsikit. You don't lay in any of the parshas then. Shabbos Revi is the following Shabbos, Shuchav Beis La'Adar, the 22nd of Adar. Motzin Shnei Svarim, you take two Sefer Torah out, Be'echad Kar Parshas Hashua. The first is for the weekday, the regular week laning, the Shabbos laning for that week. U'b'sheni Kare Parashas Par. In the second Sefer Torah is Parshas Par. U'mafdir v'zarakti lechem mayim tahorim. And for the Haftarah we say v'zarakti. Ayin le'elsim and kuflam azayin. So if, hey, there are more ads to look back in kuflam azayin. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan tes. Hashavua. U'menichin Sefer Torah shnir et slova o'mechatsi kadosh. Again, when they're done laying the Shabbos laying, you put the second Sefer Torah next to it, and they say chatsi kadosh. I don't know why. He says v'omrim plural chasikash here. In Sifkan Vav, he says v'omer chasikash singular. And before this, he also said plural v'omim. It caught my eye the first time. Why?
All the protocol.
In Sifkan He, v'omim. How many people are saying chasikash? So, I don't know. He gives me v'omim, v'omim, v'omim. Sifkan Yud, para. V'parashas chukas. Parashas para begins chukas mitchil sasedu atitma arv. Sifkan Yin Alpha, Ayin Le'el Simen Kuflan Zayin Sif Hey. The Ramah says, look back, Kuflan Zayin, Shom Avorim Tov Lo Gomer Kol Parasha. What happens if you make a mistake and didn't finish? If you look over there, it seems to say that you have to start from the beginning again. You got to go back. If you made the brachas in the middle, you have to go back and lay in from the beginning. Se'if Dalet, B'Shabbos Chamishi, again, starting when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, then the fifth Shabbos after that, Shul Chav Tes Ba'Adar will be the 29th day of Adar. Motzin Shnei Sfarim, take a two Sefer Torah. Be'echad Kare Pasha Shvua, the first is the Pasha Shvua. U'b'shena Chodesh is Elohim, the second is a Chodesh. U'mafte B'rishon, Be'echad Chodesh. And the Haftarah is B'rishon, Be'echad Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Beis. Hashavua. U'menichin Sefer Torah Etzla. Zetzel Sefer Torah Hashnir Etzla. You put the same Sefer Torah next to it. V'ayimim, again, plural. And you say Chatzi Kadosh. Sifkan Yud Gimel Lochem. The laning is Hachodesh Zelochem. That's the special laning of Parsha Chodesh. Ad until Tochlu Matzos. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Keshachal v'shchodesh nisim b'shabes. If v'shchodesh nisim would occur on Shabbos, shows through Parsha Chodesh, that is Parsha Chodesh. Maftian Parsha Chodesh v'lo Hashmayim Kisi. We push aside Hashmayim Kisi for Rosh Chodesh and replace it with the Haftarah for Parsha Chodesh. Umetzian Shosha Svar, we take a three Sefer Torah, Be'echad Karan Parsha Shvua, the first for the week's laning. Umenichin Hashnia, Ve'ein Oimim Kaddish, you put the second one next to it, and you do not say Kaddish. Magbin Harishon of Gurilin, and you lift the first and the Glila. Poichin Hashnia, then you open the second, the Karan Parsha Rosh Chodesh, Min Abiyam HaShavas Advinisko. We lane for Rosh Chodesh from the second Sefer Torah from Ubiyam HaShavas. Umenichin Hashlishis, then you put the third Sefer Torah next to the second, Ve'oimrim Kaddish, they say Kaddish. U'magbiyah hashniyah v'garlin, you lift up the second and the glila. U'poyischin hashlishis, you open the third v'kar and l'mafter, parsha chodesh, and you lain parsha chodesh. Se'if hey. The first four se'ifim describe what happens when a chodesh Adar occurs on Shabbos. Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar samach nisan v'sochim yeshua, but if Rosh Chodesh Adar next to Nisan is any other day of the week not Shabbos? So I feel the Erev Shabbos, even if it occurs on a Friday. Makdimah that occurs Parshas Shkolim b'Shabbos Shelafanov u'mafsikim b'shnia. Then we lay in Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar. We lay it on Parshas Shabbos Mevorchim, and then we don't lay in anything the following Shabbos. K'deish Tei Parshas Zohar. Shabbos is smuch l'Purim l'fnex. We want Zohar to be on the Shabbos immediately prior to Purim. V'mchal Purim b'erev Shabbos, if Purim occurs on Friday, makdim l'kos par Zohar b'Shabbos l'fonev, then Zohar is the Shabbos beforehand.